Commodity broker Gordy Kulevitz with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap. Gordy, again, what a week.
Yeah, it was a pretty good week. And again, like last week, there were some kind of thrilling, exciting, scary moments along the way. You know, it wasn't just the steady slog to the upside. There were some pretty hefty swings up and down. But by the end of the week, we ended up higher. And again, really quite similar to last week. You know, we came in Sunday night quite a bit stronger based on the weather in South America and a bunch of positive stuff. And Monday morning just got blasted, took the market down really hard. That's 2 weeks in a row we had that exact same pattern. But by Tuesday, it was off to the races again. But then we had another big break on Thursday. Market came back, had a break early morning today. The market came back. And the net result is we're closing up on our highs. And the markets have been really resilient. I mean, they're really overbought. And you can kind of see it when the market goes down. It's able to go down pretty easy as people kind of, gulp and run for the hills. But when it gets down somewhere, we see some buyers step in. And this week, in fact, we saw some export sales announcements, a couple of beans and one, in fact, going to China this morning, and a corn sale to Mexico. So we're starting to see our exports coming back. And I'm not sure if that's just they're getting used to the fact that prices are up here or we've just gotten through the holidays and now they have no choice. They got to go back in and start buying.
Well, I don't know how many times in the last 2 or 3 months we'd have that down day, that correction. And I think here we go, because for so many years in a row, that's what would happen. We have one little day up and then it was disaster again. And it just keeps coming back. And I've got my own term for it now. It's called battered market syndrome. Something bad has to happen because it has so many times in the last few years.
Well, and every time the market goes down, it kind of flinches, like, ooh, don't hit me any worse. And lately, though, it's been going down and hanging in there. And, I think psychologically, there's so many guys are just so used to it. And, you still see an awful lot of guys selling these rallies. And, I know we have clients who sold way back when and wish they hadn't and are trying to figure out a way to get back in. Some hedgers that didn't do that. And, guys that, need to buy grain, there was a story a while back about a bunch of the chicken guys out east, who are uncovered, and they're all waiting for a big break. So they're buying hand to mouth, waiting for a big break so they can actually load up. The problem now is, of course, what do you consider a big break? I might be looking for a dollar. Somebody else is looking for 80 cents. You might be looking at 60, and somebody else is looking at 40. And so that's the problem now is the market heads lower. The lower it goes, it heads into more and more buying that comes in. And, I think that's really going to be helpful going forward. The big risk, of course, is the crop report next Tuesday, and the report is at least set up to have friendly numbers based on the guesses. You can always influence a market by how you guess. I mean, if they were guessing, they're going to take corn down by 400 or 500 million, if they take the carrot down by 200 million, it feels pretty bearish. Conversely, if they're looking for it to go up by 100 million and it goes down 50 million, it feels kind of friendly. And so they're only looking for the corn to lose 0.8 of a bushel down to 175. And carryout dropped to 1.59. So it's a little below 1.6. But if it's at the low end of 1.5, and, I can see an easy path to get there, becomes friendly. Same with the beans. They're only looking to drop the crop by 15 bushels an acre. Or, I'm sorry, 15 bushels total. And, only 0.2 of a bushel. That's minimal. And so the carryout with that drops to 135. And, again, that would be the tightest stocks-to-use ratio in history if they give that. And the last time we had that, we had $17 plus beans. So there's really a path there. And then the same thing on the stocks. The bean number comes down 250. The wheat comes down about 150. But they have the corn stocks going up by 320 million. And I'm just baffled how they can even come up with that. So if indeed corn stocks come in close to last year or below, which I think is real possible based on the real world, I mean, that would be a shocker. So there's real potential in this report to have some interesting bets. And again, nobody expects South America to be changed at all. And any reduction in South America would be considered a holy cow moment, I suspect. So there's a lot out of this report that might get the market's attention.
And the dollar this last week continued to work its way lower.
Yeah, the dollar continues to be kind of a weak sister. And it's one of the biggest, value plays out there as far as, there are more dollars in effect, tucked into the dollar play than just about anything else out there around the world. And, for the week, we're going to end up relatively flat. But for the month, we're kind of working downhill. We started off December on the dollar index up at the 91.80, and we're going to be right around 90, it looks like, at the end of the week here. We're below some key moving averages, below key trend lines. We made a new low for the move on Wednesday, and we had a little bit of a short covering rally the next couple of days after that. But the dollar continues to keep working lower, long-term fundamentals probably indicate that's quite likely. With a change of president, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen. There could easily be a little bit of a longer-term, more short-covering rally there. The Trump administration really had policies that were kind of negative to the dollar. And, you know, I guess we'll wait and see what the Biden administration direction is. So there may be some, I think, backing and filling for a while until we actually see what they're doing. So far, it looks like he's restaffing with Obama and Clinton people. I mean, almost the exact same bunch of people. So basically what we got under Clinton and under Obama looks like what we'll get here. And, you know, that's kind of more of a neutral dollar stance. So, you know, but at the same time, under Trump, you know, with his sanctions and whatnot, a lot of the world has gotten away from the dollar, like trading crude oil and things. And I think that trend will continue. So long term, if it's a sideways, it's probably a sideways to lower kind of trade going forward.
The livestock last week.
Well, they've been kind of drifting back and forth, and this week sort of follows through on that pattern. You know, cattle had some crazy stuff early in the week. Came out of the chute, cattle had a big down day, down 270. And then the next morning turned right back around, came up 270. And then we've been kind of sideways for the rest of the week. Didn't really see any news on Monday. It's just the funds seemed to have this pre-programmed plan to come in and just slam the cattle. And the next morning it came right back. So there wasn't like anything in the news. And I'm not sure what went on. And I haven't seen any real interesting commentary. I wonder if it was like a mistake. Some, you know, they call it the fat finger where you plan on selling 100 cattle and you end up selling 10,000, get an extra couple of zeros in or something. Not sure. But the bottom line is, I think that makes the market a little bit stronger. You know, they gave it a good hard break, and it did come right back. So if you're a short, that doesn't give you a lot of encouragement. And so the cattle have been in kind of a slow, steady grind up. And, you know, the week didn't really accomplish much, but I think with that pullback, it kind of, you know, makes it a little bit stronger going forward. On the other hand, the weird thing is the hogs on Monday, they came out of the chute exploding. You know, it, like I said, it was a pre-planned deal where they sold the cattle and bought the hogs. And hogs just opened up and ran straight up on Monday. And the difference there is they followed through a little bit higher on Tuesday before then backing on down. And, you know, so there the hogs came out of the week a little bit weaker. That rally got them up close to the highs. You know, back in October, we had a rally in the hogs, got them up to about 72. And so this rally got us up to 72 for a high. And then we couldn't punch through. And so that puts a big double top in the charts. Cash hogs seem like they're kind of stable. And, you know, but at the same time, with that rally and then failure, we're now in the upper third of the range. There's a kind of a moving average. It's kind of right in the middle of the range. And if you get through that, then odds are we could go back down to the low end of the range. And it just feels like it's more of a backing and filling stuff. The funds haven't had a real urge to push these things either way. And I think that rally is kind of the opposite. You know, like in cattle, gave them a little bit of a firm note. Its fizzle kind of gives the hogs more of a weak note. So it feels like we're going into next week a little bit wimpy on the hogs. But, you know, and the other negative is, of course, last week's export sales were kind of underwhelming. And the same thing with the livestock. Not, last week was also a holiday week for those guys, but it still was kind of an underwhelming week. So, again, coming into next week until we get some new news, it feels like hogs are probably going to drift to the downside a bit, maybe.
And when we come in Sunday night, Monday, it's all about the crop report Tuesday, South American weather, and I suppose export demand?
Well, there'll be all of that thrown in the mix. And keep in mind, the last couple of weeks, we came in stronger on Sunday night based on less rain than what the market was counting on over the weekend. And we got absolutely, you know, splattered Monday morning. And that pattern's getting noticed by just about everybody. And usually when patterns get noticed by everybody, they kind of get distorted and warped and it doesn't work anymore. So we'll see if we get that same pattern. I know this, we've had a bunch of people wanted to, you know, buy dips on Monday. You know, talked to a bunch of people at the end of the week here and I thought, oh, it's weaker on Monday, we want to buy. So maybe next week we start messing some of those patterns. And then Tuesday at 11 o'clock, we get the big crop report. So next week is going to be one of those really important weeks for, you know, setting momentum going forward.
Commodity broker Gertie Kulovets and the Afternoon Farm News was sponsored by Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions along with Kimberly Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service.